Oh, Brad,
what have you done now?
This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. On demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out the Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Can you get that, sucker?
On demand. On demand.
And now, here's your host, Brad Gilmore.
Hurry up.
Hey.
No, but you should have did this earlier. You always talking about we gonna do this, and then you never fucking come through. And then when we get on the phone, you like to rush me. Don't rush me.
All right, girl, we're here. All right, hello everybody, and welcome to the 70th edition of the one and only the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. We have a great and special show for you today. I mean, it's the 70th episode. The 70th. That's a lot of episodes for just a podcast. All right, that's a lot. So I think with a special number comes a special show. And for the last, you know, it's been over a year. I don't know how long it's been, but Brad Gilmore Show, 3 years plus, you know, we're rocking. We're steady rocking. And I decided, I came up with a great idea of my own. And my own only. You know, no DJ Motai, no Monty. And I came up with this idea. So right now, we're going to have a blast from the past. Not the so far back past, but a past no less, and a bright future ahead. But we'll explain more later. Right now, I gotta welcome back to the show my partner in crime, my Ace Boone, my ride or die, my down since day one. If this podcast game were the rap game, I'd be Hove, she'd be B. I want to welcome back the one and only Peaches. Peaches,
you are so long-winded.
I'm not long-winded.
Do you sit and talk to yourself in your room when nobody's around?
Hey, I gave you this great intro, and the first thing you say is, "I'm so long-winded."
It was awesome, but I was really trying to hold that in the whole time that you were talking. I was trying really hard.
You know, that's mean. You know, it's been months since we've talked, and I'm giving you this great intro because you're coming back on the show, and then the only thing you can say
are
is,
"Are you
I'm
yelling
long-winded?
At me?"
I am. I'm raising my voice.
You are long-winded.
I'm raising my voice.
You better lower your voice some octaves.
hey, girl. I'm just trying to say. You know what I'm saying? You know what? No. You don't have the right to be mad at me right now. You know why?
Why?
I'm griping at you. All right? You know, I know. I forgot. A player messed up. Player forgot that he had class this morning. And then I'm trying to make this podcast work with the one and only Peaches. And Peaches has the audacity to get off of work at midnight.
Because we just making them ducats.
No, you're not making ducats. You're making ice buckets. I don't even know what that meant.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
I didn't like it either. But what have you been doing? Why have you been gone? What have you been up to? You go to Dallas.
I did. I'm still in Dallas. They just needed to grow up a little bit and get my life together.
You were done with all these rap fools?
I mean, not even that, but you have to understand that, you know, in certain situations in life, money isn't always as prevalent as it should be. And when you're investing a lot of time into certain things and are not getting the outcome that you want to get, it's time to change it up. So I had to change it up.
Are you telling me, since we give this podcast out for free, this free podcast made you leave Houston? Is that what you're telling me, Peaches? Because I'm about to shed a tear. I'm about to shed a tear.
Shed a tear. Shed a couple of tears.
Oh, man. It's been real, you know. I mean, we've been rocking since... When did you leave Houston?
In November of 2013.
And it's September of 2014. So that's a long time, Peaches. That's like 10 months or something.
Yeah.
It's like 10 months. That's a long time.
Could have had a whole baby.
You could have had a whole baby. Yeah, you couldn't have had half a baby. We hope it'd be a whole baby, but, you know, it might be a half baby.
I hope it'd be a whole baby.
You how baby, a how baby? What is this Dallas stuff you're talking? I don't even understand you anymore. You go to Dallas and I can't even comprehend what
somebody
you're saying.
Else told me that, and I was like, really? Sheesh.
You sound like peaches, but you sound like a Dallas peach. You sound like a cowboy peach. You're like a white peach.
I sound like a cowboy.
You're
like
white,
a white peach.
You're no longer a nice, nice juicy, nectarous, yellow, golden peach.
I just got out of work and I have to use my white people voice at work.
What is your white people voice? I'm interested in this. Now we're talking my language.
It's very articulate. It's very soft as to not, you know, offend the white people.
You don't want
to
scare any white people is what you're telling me.
I don't really give a fuck about scaring no white people. I just don't need them getting no attitude with me.
And, well, has a white person got an attitude with you at work?
Yeah, and I shut my little thingy on them and let them fuss in that car.
Oh, girl.
I mean, you know, I'm there doing my job. Anybody else's attitude really isn't my problem. I don't work in customer service. I mean, I kind of do work in customer service, but I don't care.
Say, don't you serve customers?
I mean, a little bit, but you know, it's one of them things where my job, my interaction with customers needs to be in under a minute. If you get pissed off in under a minute, you's already having a bad day.
You got anger management issues, but you know, I've been, can you tell me this? Okay, I've wondered this question for a lifetime. And you work there at Enterprise, and I'm trying to figure out.
Don't be telling people where I work. I don't need people coming to look for me.
There's probably a million of them in Dallas.
It doesn't matter.
All right, you work at a rental car place. Is that better? Well, just pretend like they didn't hear the last part. You could work at Budget. You could work at Avis. You could work at Enterprise. But I'm actually really impressed I was able to name rental car places off the top of my head. Let me ask you this though. Why do you have to be 25 to rent a car?
Because you're being more responsible. It's the same reason that after you turn 25, your insurance goes down. They consider that you've learned a little bit more about life and that you're a little bit more responsible.
So let me get this straight. At 16, y'all give me a car. Y'all being the government, not you, Peaches. Y'all give me
a car. The government doesn't give you a car. They give you permission to drive a motor vehicle.
Okay,
but
okay.
They don't give you a car.
Hey.
Because if the government was giving out cars, I didn't get mine at 16.
Hey, White Peach, curb your attitude. White Peach, curb your attitude. Okay, I'm saying like at 16, you're able to get a car and a driver's license, right? At 15, you really can get a permit. And then at 16, you get a license. 18, you can go to war and vote. For President of the United States and whatever other elections. 21, you can consume alcohol, but I can't rent a car till I'm 25? This is bullshit.
You can rent a car. You just have to pay a extra fee.
That's BS, Peaches. That's BS.
You pay $25 a day extra.
That's super BS.
You're telling me made the rules and like I care. I didn't make the rules and I don't care.
I think White Peach made the rules. You're like the equivalent of the man now. You're like the white peach.
I ain't the equivalent of the man because I ain't got the man money.
Hey, I don't know. You might be sitting on racks over there in D-Town and we don't even know. You're low-key thugging.
Shit. Trying to. That's in the plan.
Well, Peaches, you know, it's been so long and I've seen you've come to Houston a couple times. I ran into you at the Debonair Lounge a few times. You decided to grace us with your presence. But I'm just so lost, you know? I feel like you're my tag team partner. What's Booker T without Stevie Ray? You know what I mean, Peaches? You know what I mean, though, girl? It's like, what's Booker T without Stevie Ray? What's Devon Dudley without Bubba Ray Dudley? What's Jeff Hardy without Matt Hardy?
I still don't know wrestling references at all.
You don't watch wrestling at all for me, girl? You couldn't in this 10 months learn some wrestling?
Sorry.
You couldn't? None?
no.
You know what would be amazing for me right now? Can you name five wrestlers? Just five.
The Rock.
Boom.
John Cena.
Two.
Booker T.
Three.
China.
Four. Oh, China. Good reference. All right, four. One more. Give me one more. One more. That's all you need. Just one. Just one. Come
Hush.
On. Give me one more. One
Hush.
More. One more. One more. One more. One more.
What's
one,
that
one.
Guy that wrestles with Booker Kelly?
Oh, okay. You're going Kelly Kevin. Okay.
Oh, the guy that you didn't let me get the autograph with.
The Great Khali.
Yes.
Are you still tight about that?
What?
Are you still tight about that, Peaches?
Yes, I am.
You know what? I invented a term today.
Oh.
You want to know?
What is it?
Okay. Let me explain the situation first. Because I've noticed as of late, people on Twitter happen to disagree with me a lot, or I happen to disagree with people in my Twitter.
You know,
Twitter
people really disagree with you all the time. They just never really said anything.
So why all of a sudden do people like to disagree with me?
It's easy.
How's it easy? I make it easy to disagree with me?
I don't know. Finish your story.
Okay, anyway. So I've been getting into it with people on Twitter this week. And today, and I can put his name out there. I'm not taking shots at him.
It was Chance. I saw it.
Yeah. Today, Chance and I and Queen Bobby were all going back and forth on Twitter over a tweet that Chance put out about Houston artists not having anyone to look up to and they were successful or legends.
Oh, my God. I am so over it. Like, I am so, 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 so over all of it.
What does that mean?
Artists, like, I'm tired of the complaining and I'm tired of the excuses and I'm tired of a lot of other stuff. If they put as much energy as they put into that and to putting in work, they really wouldn't have to talk as much. And this isn't directed at one person. This is directed to the people that are always on there complaining. Like, shut the hell up and go do something.
Hey.
I'm so tired of it. Because that's one thing that being gone has showed me is that when you're not in the city to actually, you know, go to a lot of these shows, you get to see who really is putting in work and who really is doing a lot of the traveling and who really is making other fans and who really is doing all of this stuff. And it ain't the people that's on Twitter every day complaining about the same shit once a week. Honestly.
No,
like,
I agree with you.
It's really not. Like, a lot of, it's more footwork that needs to be done, and people that have themselves up on the pedestal really got this game fucked up. Like, I was talking to Mel of the Outfit because they're back in Dallas.
Okay, shut up. They just won Best Rap Group in Houston at the Houston Press Awards. I wanted to yell at him. 2011 was nominated. We should have won that award. We were robbed. No, I'm joking.
Shout out to the Outfit Tester. About never coming on the show, though.
He's been on the show.
No, well, not with me. When they were ready to come. But yeah, I don't remember that.
That was a different show.
Yeah. But anyway, you know, it's a lot of stuff. You can't expect to eat off of music alone.
Yeah.
And it's ill to think so at this point. And a lot of people don't have their other ducks in a row, and that's why they're not eating. Like, that's just really what it is. Like, people aren't really putting in the footwork. All these other chances that they're having, that they're passing over, that you're too busy complaining about having people to look up to. Look up to yourself and do something, because you, like, stop complaining and making excuses. Like, Houston has been what it's been for so long. And, like, you complaining about it is going to change it. It's going to draw more attention to what? Absolutely nothing. So just stop.
Hey.
That is like me being there and complaining that, you know, I was in the same situation that I was always in. So I took it upon myself with a little extra help and force from the universe. But, you know, you got to move and you got to try something new for a while. And if it's something that you really wanted to do, you will find a way to make it work. And you won't find anything to complain about because you have to do it. I'm so fucking sick and tired of these crybaby-ass rappers. And tell them I said it.
Hey, I mean, you heard it here right now. Episode 70, Brad Gilmore Show. We're doing it big. But what I was saying, my story.
I'm so over it.
Hey, I mean, I'm with you. My thing is, I feel the same about Houston, like I feel about Texas, like I feel about the United States of America. You either love it or you leave it. And if you want to sit and complain and bitch and moan about how Houston doesn't support Houston rappers, Houston rappers only rap for Houston rappers. It's a crab in a bucket mentality. We don't have any OGs to look up to except for Riff Raff and Slim Thug and Bun B.
I don't agree with OG Ron C.
I don't either.
I don't agree with any of that. I think that when you're in somewhere and if you feel like you're rapping to the same people, maybe you need to go rap somewhere else.
Word.
I don't know. That makes a lot of sense to me. And I understand that it may be difficult. So if you need to work a day job, because you being a rapper as a full-time job ain't really doing nothing for you. Maybe you need to do that and invest money into yourself instead of expecting somebody to invest money into you. If you're constantly doing shows in the same place, how are you expanding your fan base? You're really not.
You aren't. You aren't at all. And you know,
you're going to rap in front of rappers because you've been rapping in front of the same people for the last 2 or 3 years. But there are so many other ways to get, like, go to Austin and do a show. Even if nobody comes, at least you were there. Do some of the footwork. You can't depend on just these festivals alone to get you the recognition that you want. Start reaching out to some of these blogs. Start looking at blogs in other cities and reaching out to them. Start sending them your stuff. It's like they sit there and they shouting me, 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 but you're shouting in a room where can't nobody hear you. Some of this stuff, you have to go to them and make these connects. Like, if you was really trying to make some money, I feel like they'd try a little harder.
Hey, frankly, I feel you. I feel you 100%. And what I like say is, like, I mean, I see people, and you know, we can run the Dough Beezy and Propane argument into the ground. But someone new, you know, and you've been out for a while, and this guy's come up since you've been gone. His name's Dough Man. I don't know if you heard of Dough Man.
I have.
Dough Man's awesome, and he's gotten like a legitimate fan base from getting out there and grinding, shooting videos. He's going to San Antonio.
But that's what I'm saying. He's been putting in work. Like,
and he's 19.
He got in with a solid team. He's been putting in work. The shit didn't happen overnight. But a lot of stuff from what I've seen is a lot of, I don't know. I feel like it's the same shit that I've been saying for years. It takes more than just wanting to be a rapper to be a rapper. Like, you have to go out there and do the stuff. And if you're not getting the response that you want, maybe it's you.
Yeah, you gotta be introspective with it. So what I'm saying, like, I mean, so the argument, though,
being a rapper isn't enough.
No, I agree. You have to be a good businessman and a good promoter and a good all kinds of stuff. But what I was trying to say was, so we're getting into this argument, and I'm saying, well, you know, I don't agree with you. And, you know, and Bobby, Queen Bobby was kind of with me on it. And then he said there's no artists to look up to in Houston, right? And he said no one on the level.
Hold on.
And then he said, no one on the level of a Dr. Dre or a Jay-Z. And he's talking about, he said, artists. So I said, so Beyonce doesn't count? And then I said, Grammys aren't shit? You know what I'm saying? Because he was like, you need to raise your standards of success. And I'm like, man, Grammy's pretty high up there on the artist food chain. And I think Beyonce is pretty much the most famous and most successful musician of our generation. Boom, from Houston, Texas, baby. So,
I mean, I agree with that, but I think that whole thing is stemming from somewhere else. Like,
meaning what?
That argument doesn't even make sense. So there's really no point of even trying to refute it. Like,
no. And
if you want to look up to Dr. Dre and you mad that he ain't from Houston, okay.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. like, I don't know what that meant, but you know, that's what I'm saying. That's why I was challenging him.
And that's fine.
Don't get anyone listening. Don't get it twisted. We're not like talking about Chance. I'm just saying what happened today. And then though, this is what helped me spawn a new term, because I realized people don't like being argued with, especially on Twitter. They hate it, but they engage in it. So what I'm saying is people need to stop being so Twitter tight. People are too Twitter tight all the time. I'm tired of the Twitter tightness.
You really crunk about your word?
Yeah, it's a phrase. It's two words. Twitter tight.
Did you hashtag it?
Hashtag all ups and downs. Hashtag. Stop being Twitter tight, people. People are Twitter tight.
Why are you saying it so hard?
Twitter tight.
I feel like you spitting.
It's just Twitter tight. Brr, stick them.
Did you spit on the microphone?
I might have, but I have like a little purple fuzzy thing that goes over it now.
That's disgusting.
Hey, I've advanced since you've been left. I have a microphone desk stand. You know what I mean? I have little fuzzy things on the mics now. I don't even have to hold my.
You like fuzzy things, don't you?
Hey, not as much as peaches. I like peaches. Peaches is a fuzzy thing.
Yes, she is. No, she's not fuzzy. She's a little fluffy. But she's not fuzzy at all.
But, you know, and so I've been just getting all these arguments on Twitter, and another one, and I have to ask you about your opinion on this. And I'm sure you may have seen it. If not, you know, I don't expect you to stalk my timeline always. But what happened with the one and only, the whole Ray Rice incident? What are your thoughts, Peaches? We might have conflicting views on this. You never know. Go ahead.
I think that I don't agree with domestic violence at all whatsoever.
I don't think any woman in her right mind should.
I don't think that domestic violence is strictly something that happens to women. I don't believe in people putting their hands on other people. Period.
It's funny. I just want to say this. You know, I'm a huge James Bond fan. Sean Connery was famous for kind of abusing women. And then his replacement, Roger Moore, who's a man, very, very handsome, dapper man, was actually beat by his wife. So domestic
abuse happens.
And that's
the thing. Like, And then I don't agree with that at all. And I also don't believe in provoking a man to the point to where you're making him hit you and then crying wolf. And I understand people like, that's fine. But I do know people that have done that also. But from I didn't watch the video because I don't really need to see it.
I did not watch it either. I don't want to see it.
I think it's very unfair that the way that it's being played. But I think that when he originally first got suspended for the two games, I don't think that that was fair.
You don't think it was fair for him to get suspended?
And the reason that I say that is this. I have a personal mantra that I feel like people that are in positions of power and that carry influence should be held to higher standards of life. And I'm sorry, that's just really how I feel.
I agree.
When something like that happens with the media, and with the media having such the hold that it has on the world, I don't think that it's fair to kind of make that a slap on the wrist. It needs to be understood that that's not okay on a lot of different levels, and especially in a sport that's dominated by men and it's dominated, you know, with aggression and all of this other stuff. It needs to be understood that it's not okay to beat your wife. I don't care how much money you make. Because I'm going to be honest with you, had it been me, when I came to, I'm going to shoot out your kneecaps. Like, you're not going to play with me like that. Like, I'm not going to put my hands on you. You need to keep your hands. They got to go. Like, you need to keep your hands to yourself. And you're going to knock somebody out and then drag them out of an elevator. That's like something in your mind didn't connect after you did it that you had fucked up. So then you continue to fuck up. Like, you did that and then you weren't even remorseful. And then I'm supposed to sit here and stand by you. And I think that domestic violence is something that, when discussed, it has to be discussed in layers because it's something that's so intricate and it's something that goes so deep, and it's something that, you know, you don't wake up one day and become a woman beater. You don't make up one day and become the victim of it. It's something that they have either seen or gone through that's being, you know.
Yeah, it's something that's instilled in you.
It's generational. Yeah. Like, it's damn near in you. And I feel like, you know, as far as, you know, women go in these situations, I personally don't what are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
I feel like you're moving a box.
I'm moving a box?
That's what it sounds like.
I mean, I've been known to move some boxes in my day, but...
Shut the hell up. I'm going to tell.
Don't you tell.
But no, I don't... I mean, I don't personally understand how a woman would stand. I do, but I don't. I know that I couldn't stay in a situation where a man was putting his hands on me, and I hate that women feel helpless in those situations and can't leave. You know, I'm a firm believer in if you unhappy and then if you're uncomfortable, dip. But then, you know, some women can't, because then it becomes more dangerous for them to leave than to stay.
Yeah,
which is hella unfortunate. Also,
that's
so
terrible.
Right, and which is why another reason why I believe with this coming to light and with him being a player, it's unfortunate, but he needs to be made an example out of. Like, this is not okay. You do not, and then especially because the video was there, like the video showed it in plain sight, so then they're gonna show it over and over again. Nah, bro, it's not okay. Like, you lucky I ain't in that girl family, because I'll be coming for your kneecaps.
Hey, and you know what's funny? It's like, you know, you touched on something that it's like, you don't just wake up one day and say you're going to beat your wife or beat your girlfriend or
no,
beat your husband or beat your boyfriend.
No, I think it's something that you show signs of. I think
it's like, definitely something like that. Cause you know,
yeah, like personally, I'm especially like if it's a guy that I'm talking to, the moment that, you know, they temper start rising and they start yelling and flinging shit, I'm like, oh, you mad? Is this how you act? Cause look. I don't know how far this goes with you, but I just need you to understand that I've been told that if you touch me, I can kill you and they're going to come bail me out of jail. So you should just know that.
Hey, and that's from the OG Thug Oracle herself, Peaches.
I don't agree with that.
It's funny because I was just watching The Incredible Hulk. It's like the TV series from the 70s. And like the main character, David Banner, played by Bill Bixby, is like afraid that when he turns into the Hulk, he's going to kill somebody. And his girlfriend, like lab assistant or whatever, was like, you know, you have to have that killer instinct in you. You know, if you're hypnotized, you can't be hypnotized to kill somebody if you don't have that in you. So she was saying, don't worry about it. You're never going to kill anybody as the Hulk. But what kind of going back to what you're saying is like, you have to have that kind of stigma. You have to show signs of that. So, you know, his girlfriend, wife, his then fiance, now wife, I'm sure Saul had to have seen something. So, I mean,
that video was from before when they got married and she decided to go ahead and marry him. And then, I mean, some women will deal with certain things for different reasons. Like, I don't know if it's because he was in the NFL and she might feel like she was, you know, she may not have the type of life that she may want. So dealing with him hitting her may only be, you know, a smidgen of the battle. Girl, you could do bad on your own.
Yeah, like, you can do bad all by yourself. Girl.
You really can. You can do bad all by yourself. Like, it's no, I don't know. I have a thing. It's this, you know how you listen to like somebody like T.I. or Kevin Gates and they'd be like, you know, I don't tolerate any disrespect from anybody at any time for any reason. I feel like as a woman, that's how I feel. Like, you're not going to disrespect me at any time, at any point, for any reason whatsoever, because it is not okay.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I'm actually really glad, though, that Ray Rice is no longer playing for the Baltimore Ravens. I agree that the NFL shouldn't have suspended him for 2 games. They should have kicked his ass out of the league and banned him for life. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're one of my idols. I don't care if you're a football player, a basketball player, baseball, hockey, singer, rapper, dancer, actor.
I mean,
you do not
have
the right. And this is just me speaking as a man, and I know domestic violence works both ways. But me as a man, you do not have the right to put your hands and hit a woman. That is the most ultimately cowardly thing any man on this planet can do. And if you hit a woman, you are just what you refer to them when you're mad. You are a bitch, and you will remain a bitch for the rest of your life because you do not put your hands on a woman. We as men,
you hit me, you dead.
No, yeah, I know not to hit peaches. I know not to hit peaches. I know. I don't know about the white peach. The white peach might be a little softer, but I know not to hit peaches.
The black peach will shoot you.
Is that how it goes? Yeah. But you know, I people who defend this man are idiots. They're all dumb. They're all stupid, and they're. I don't know what now. What are you doing?
Closing the garage.
See, I can hear that. I'm not moving boxes over here, but you're closing garages. But anyway,
hey.
I'm talking over the garage door opener.
It's over.
I hear it. It's over.
It's over.
But I think you're an idiot if you're on the side of Ray Rice. That's how I feel, Peaches. I think you're an idiot. You personally are an idiot. Are you going into your house right now?
Mm-hmm.
Am I hearing like the alarm code? Hey, you'll be surprised what you can pick up on these iPhones.
Clearly.
I hear alarm code. Did you hear, Peaches, that my life is going to be over soon because of the launch of the iPhone 6 and the Apple Watch?
You are like,
what?
You are spoiled. Are you going to get it?
I I've had my iPhone 5 for about 2 years now, so I'm definitely going to have the iPhone 6.
Hey, I got the 5S.
You do?
Yeah.
You're beating me generationally now. You have the whole thumbprint thing. You're a little faster than I am. Give me a week, girl. I'm going to have that iPhone 6, and I'll be running life again.
Y'all, you can have it. Let me tell you, I was really upset.
Why?
I did not want to have to get this phone. Because, you know, I still had the 4S.
Yeah, you're still living the prehistoric ages.
Yeah, but it was like this one week in August. They tried to take me out of commission. It was just bad.
Let me ask you.
It was like, oh, you think you're good? Nope.
I want to talk to you about something. We'll get to the iPhones and all that later. But, you know, this whole interview came about because, you know, me and you were texting one another. And you were talking, like you said, you missed the show. And I said,
I
miss Peaches. I don't think the people, especially on the on-demand show, have ever heard the story. Why don't you tell the story about how you came to be a part of the Brad Gilmore show?
You called and asked me?
Okay, give them a good story. What kind of BS story was that? You called and you asked of me? You sound like that kindergartner in class. Blue and yellow make green. Blue and yellow make green.
Did you shenanay me?
I did shenanay
you. Fucking asshole.
I did shenanay you. Oh, great Martin reference.
You're a jerk.
By the way, Dee Smith, who plays in the Debonair Lounge band, definitely looks like a older version of Tommy from Martin and a little shorter. Just putting that out there.
Does he have a job?
I don't know. No job, having as D will. D Smith.
Oh, no.
Anyway. Anyway, tell me the story. Tell me your story of your journey to the one and only Brad Gilmore Show on Demand.
Let me see. I met you when Half Society got rebirthed the second time.
So what year was that? Was that 2011? Ooh. 2012? Ooh. What year was this? I think it was 2011.
I think it was 2011.
Holy moly.
It was. It was like the holiday season, maybe?
I think it was. I think it was like around this time, maybe October, November, December.
It was after. It was after October.
It was definitely after October. And I actually remember throwing – I threw a party that December, so it was in October, November.
Yeah.
Yeah, November maybe.
Probably early November.
2011? Damn. All right, yeah. Continue.
And I met you. Well, that was my first time seeing you, and I didn't know that I was coming in for an interview. I didn't know I had to interview for it.
What did you think you were coming in for? What was the message you got? Were you like, just be here at this time?
Yeah, I thought it was like a come in and meet everybody kind of ordeal.
Like
I didn't
an
know
orientation.
It was a come in. Yeah, I know it was come to that round table full of dudes and had them stare at you.
It was a rather intimidating. If I were like you, I'd be like rather intimidating.
I wasn't intimidated. I was just
But you just like walk in and there's like 40 people just.
You're sitting around the table and they place you like in the middle of two people that you don't know while you look at the two people that you do know, like, oh, y'all couldn't let me know. So,
oh, that's great.
So, go through that basically. And then after I leave, I text 280 and I was like, who was the white boy?
Who was the white boy? That's right.
I got everybody in the room. I was like, "Who's the white boy?"
Well, because one, I was the only white guy, and two, I remember I think making a joke because we had to go introduce all ourselves to like to you, I think, and I was like, "My name is Brad Gilmore. I can only assume I'm here for affirmative action." I do remember that.
It was something like that or whatever, and then we were a part of the Hive Society. Together, yeah. We served on the e-board together.
That means executive board, bitches.
We kind of clicked off the bat, honestly.
We did. Now, here's the thing, guys. I want to let people know this. In meetings, I'm really bad at meetings. The whole time, I just like to sit and crack
jokes.
You
can get absolutely nothing done with you in a meeting. It actually makes no sense. Like, it makes no sense.
I'm actually very talented at being unproductive in meetings.
It's pathetic.
It's not pathetic. I actually think it was quite entertaining for me. And I was always trying to make
it. Not when you're trying to get shit done.
Hey, man, you got to laugh sometimes. You got to laugh your way through it. That's my life philosophy. Laugh your way through it, brother.
Whatever.
So I remember that. I remember you had this infectious, sometimes obnoxious laugh. And I still do. I remember I was going through the stages of I needed a co-host, and I hit you up, And I was like, Peaches
would work. But this was like way later. This was like after.
This after it ended.
Society. Yeah, it had ended again.
Yeah.
And I think you tweeted it or something. And I was being funny when I responded. I had no actual intent of joining the show whatsoever. I was just being funny.
Yeah, yeah. I did put out a tweet like looking for a co-host or something. Yeah. I remember.
And then I think you either. I think you text me. You text me and was like, you want to be on a show? And I was like, okay.
Yeah, you're just like, yeah, sure, let's do it. And I remember actually where I was sitting when I texted you. I was sitting on the couch at my grandmother's house. And I just remember sending the text and being like, okay, this should be cool. And then next thing I know, Peaches comes on. And our first interview was with David Clark at the old Local Live Studios. It was in the creepy-ass schoolhouse.
That was your little weird friend that didn't like black girls.
Yeah, he didn't like black girls. What was that about?
I don't know.
It was very weird. A black man who didn't like black women. I think anyone who says they don't like a certain type of woman is just a liar. I think men instinctively like all types of women. At least I do.
I just think they don't like a subcategory of those types of women.
Like bougie women?
Yeah, or hood rats.
Hood rats?
Or however you want
to
put
it. I'm addicted to the hood rats.
That's unfortunate. I taught you better than that.
No, you know I got a good girl.
You do.
You know I got me a good girl. Got me a nice one. Night looking right. You know what I'm saying? Right for the picking. You know what I'm saying, girl? Are you watching TV? I feel like you're watching television.
You just had like a whole Tim Allen Home Improvement moment. So I was letting you.
Pretty good, huh? Anyway, we're losing people. We're losing people right now, okay? We're losing them.
You were losing people.
Well, this is actually a good time. We're going to throw it into DJ Motai's Monday Morning Music Mix. And we're going to be back with some more Brad Gilmore Show on the mail. If you don't produce the numbers that man's used to, the man expects a Timberland when the bass you boosted. This ain't about love, this about money we lust. And ain't a thing sweet, no honeys we trust. But she'll catch your honey nut, then Cheerio. She'll be bouncing off the ropes like Rey Mysterio. If you ready, here we go. Don't undermine the underworld. These are fiends we see, not models and cover girls. I know that you oldest, but you ain't seen the other world. Focus, and maybe you'll open up another world. And this ain't music, this is dead end jail. At least without this, you pick heaven or hell. But when you undersell and they approach you with shells, no Adidas on. You just gotta understand the heat is on. This life is a blessing and a mission. Go and get it or sit around wishing. These are thoughts of a mind gone missing. This is for my dope boy ambitions. 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 When the heat's on, you're living like a villain in a street song. And bills don't sleep, shit, it's a struggle to eat. Plus kids to feed you on your own 2 feet, boy. 9 to 5 ain't live, it's hustle or die, dog. We tryna grow the money tree. From out this dirt, grass is green on the other side. Nigga, that's turf. Yeah. And a fake friend can harm you. And you can get burned by the same flame that warms you. And you can get gone by the same arm that arms you. For fuckboy trusting, no Sandusky. Here state of mind, son, so paternal. I die before that y'all judge me. Jump and turn, no, to each his own. The same lanes that throw salt leaks that chrome. I'll be your only ally to Allah. Hit the kitchen, hit the block, and then voila. Crime doesn't pay, voila. This life is a blessing and a mission. Go and get it or sit around wishing. These are thoughts of a mind gone missing. This is for my dope boy ambitions. 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 Trans.
transactions to raise my residual. Take me back to the highway that led me to this issue. Could have had me wrapped in medical tissue. Execution to my mental, RIPTs, it's just that simple. The streets package the trouble that we into. My world is sinful, so fuck it, I'ma sin too. Evil smiles at me, so I guess I crack a grin too. Gotta understand, he know just what I done been through. Seen some young niggas go grills and some tattoos. This must be a test, cause it's looking like a jack move. Now the heat's a drawn, seats are warm, when this wasn't supposed to be anything out the norm. But this ain't nothing that can fault my form. Stop my rain or halt my storm. Sidestep to the left, shit, they must be gone. With about half of my product and it's gone with the wind. I never do this again, I know what I did, just let me repent.
Number five ain't love, it's us who look. You can keep burning by the same flames, they ain't you. This ain't about rap, this ain't about love, this is about money, about love.
This is for my dope boy ambitions. This is for my dope boy ambitions. This is for my dope boy ambitions. This is for my dope boy ambitions.
Came my way, summer day, small waist and pretty face, body like you did ballet. Wondering, pondering, stumbling over words. Always been one of all, but baby, you had them curves, so you threw me off a little bit. But I got back in the game, cause I had to hit. Knowing if I could get your attention just for a little bit, maybe you could be the girl I could go home with. But you weren't feeling that. Had a dude vision clouded, kinda like cataract. Situation escalated, kinda like a Cadillac. Told me there was more than you than that big hump up on your back. But damn, that ass was nice, girl. Had me wondering what it took to be that Mr. Right, girl. Said you was a dinner before you turned off lights, girl. Walked on the beach, you know, the flying kites, girl. So I took you on a date. And the night I got it, damn, it was worth the wait. Make them kind of sounds, movies couldn't even fake. Body made the moves that Harlem couldn't even shake. Damn, girl, for heaven's sake, I was in the presence of greatness. Kissing pictures like your single friends, don't hate this. Took more than a couple rhymes to make this. What we got is real, girl, you can't fake this. My sun and my moon, girl, my jump over broom. Girl, and when I get home, I want you up in my room, girl.
Loving you ain't hard. Get it from the start. You know who we are.
You got it.
We can take it slow. Let me take you home. Squeezing you is easy, baby.
I say loving you, got it. I say you, you got it. I say you.
Got it, baby, just like the kind of cold. I'ma let that body be like I'm Cameo. And trust, boy, ain't no common fella. Handle business like I'm J.D. Rockefeller. My bad, I started talking about me. I wanna talk about you, know all the things you believe. I wanna talk about the fam, I wanna talk about the fun. If things get too serious, are you the reverend and run questions? Do you love the summer season? All your clothes from Neiman's? Do you like butter pecan? Is your mother Puerto Rican? I'm thinking that she is, girl. That explain why that thing's so thick, girl. Every time you leave, no one play a straight miss ya. Need to take some vines and some Instagram pictures. You see me in the Benz lately. Swear to stay and gang crazy like a Slim Shady. Because these women wanna date me. Then that's a couple dates. See, these women want a baby. That ain't what a play about. Screaming pimpin' ain't dead on a player drought. Wait, baby, just stop it. You just rock it. You so polished, I can't doubt it. You just got it. Ah.
You got it. Loving you ain't hard. Get it from the start. You know who we are.
You got it.
Get your bitch, love it, bitch, love it. Let me take you home.
Get your bitch, love it,
love it.
Love it. He ain't really, really getting that down. Bet your bitch love it. Fool always thinking he gone. Bet your bitch love it. What you niggas really hate me for? Cause your bitch love it. Cause you a bad broad.
You could come and rock with Stockzilla. Otis fam, H-Town, them my niggas. Hit Bun B, Hank say it, then you knock Triller. Cut the dude in the coupe, got a flat top too. Turn your boo bug to a bugaboo. They know us, they gotta ask about you. They know us, they gotta ask about you. Have to like, long as your bitch love it. Switch the gold for the cold, got sick of it. They hate the rollie, but I swear that my wrists love it. When I stack moat chains, I'ma need six of them. Boys hug on their girl, cause they sick of them. We just pull up stunt, make a bitch Might even snatch one of them chick She a little thick some. When you shine, this is what you get, son. Get some, look fly in that. Hit me no lucky, then we fly you back. If she gon' pay attention, then you might have to buy your back. You dry hating, and I don't want no parts in that. You see, this bitch, this vintage is an artifact. I ain't stunning much, play a part in that. But if you ask me why I'm buying that, you should know my reply to that. It's cause your bitch love it.
He ain't really got no flaws. Oh. Let your bitch love it. He ain't really, really getting that down. Let your bitch love it. Fool always thinking he gone. But your bitch love it. What you niggas really hate me for? Cause your bitch love it. He ain't really got no flaws. But your bitch love it. He ain't really, really getting that down. But your bitch love it. Fool always thinking he gone. But your bitch love it. What you niggas really hate me for?
Man, I think you bro. But your bitch love it. That toe bar always on swole. Hey, and your bitch love it. It's a young nigga they call Ray P. Your bitch love my whole family. I'm on the cloud cause I'm smoking loud. And you could probably come get a pee. I don't give a damn about your hoe late. My nigga Stockzilla got the hoes in Katie. And Ray P got a couple Cali girls. We gon' get them high and fuck them crazy. Broke ass niggas at home lazy. My diamonds stay dancing like Patrick Swayze. Your bitch love it, your girl love it. She give me brains, so I know she crazy. I slide off in that pussy like coins in a parking meter. Yeah, your girl hungry for the D. So you know a nigga had to feed her. She told her baby daddy about me. Now that nigga asking for a feature. Hey, cause these niggas like hoes when you coming up, bro. But I bet you didn't know that either.
He ain't really got no flaws. But your bitch love it. He ain't really, really getting that down. But your bitch love it. Fool always thinking he gone. But your bitch love it. What you niggas really hate me for? Cause your bitch love it. He ain't really got no flaws. But your bitch love it.
And we're back here on the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. Now, Pisha, we were talking about women just a second ago. And you know I love me some women. I love me some fine women. I got me a fine woman. I just told you I got me a fine woman.
Okay, you were ending the tangent. So go ahead and end the tangent.
Okay, this is what I want to say. I think, you know, maybe like in the early 2000s and late 90s, it was all about boobies, right? It was all about breasts. It was all about breasts and breast implants and large breasts. We were obsessed. We were a nation obsessed with breasts. And I feel like that was the trend. But I feel now in the 2010s, we've developed a new trend, a new mainstream trend, what we like in our women. I think, Peaches, we are living in the era of booty. Think about it.
I'm really trying to decide if I want to give you a history lesson or not.
Look, you don't got to give me a history lesson. I'm just saying right now we're living in the era of booty.
The reason that I say that is there's a woman, and I'm going to have to Google her name because I don't want to mess it up, but I want to say her first name was Sarah. And she was someone that they used to take around and set up like as an exhibit, and it was to look at her large ass. And it's been theorized. Nah, it wasn't in a good way.
Oh.
But it's been theorized that like the Victorian dresses that, you know, had the plump back.
Yeah.
Was modeled after, you know.
The Sarah woman.
Well, that and just women that were more bountiful, which were typically, you know, black women that were from Africa, whatever.
Yeah.
And then the Victorian women, the English women or whatever, used to model. That's why they had the corsets and used to pull them so tight, and then would use the whatever those things that go under dresses are called that would, you know,
foo-foo accoutrement. That's what I'm calling it. It's a foo-foo accoutrement.
That sounded okay. That. But, you know, that's why they had those there. But no, I mean, I do think that we are living in the era of ass, and I mean, I'm not opposed to it. I don't know. As a woman, I just think that a lot of women take attention off the way they look, and that's sufficient enough for them, and that's a problem with me. So,
wait, what do you mean by that?
I mean, because you live in a stage that, you know, how a lot of men approach you is strictly on the way that you look, and it's very easy at this point to just be a complete object of lust.
Ah, I see.
And for some people that might be good enough, that might be their whole mission in life. But me being who I am is extremely annoying to be approached as only being an object of lust. Like,
well, yeah, and you know, it's funny you bring that up because my girlfriend's actually taking part in this documentary that's about I can't remember the title of it, but it's about how women. The over-objectification of women and how women's true beauty is in their soul and their personality. And I do agree with what you're saying, that some women have just turned themselves into lust objects via the Instagram model. The Instagram model,
I mean,
is just a lust object.
It's not even that. Like, I don't have a problem with women being secure in their bodies and being willing enough to show it. So I don't want that to be.
I do, because as a man, half of it's in the imagination. We want to imagine it.
I mean,
we don't
want to
just put it out there.
But
I don't need your resume up front. All right, you know what I'm saying? You need to come for a job interview first.
But some of these, well, is that like the objectification of women? Sex is always sold from Pompeii to the Greek gods. Sex has always been something that is sold.
What is this history lesson you're giving me? Come on now. I'm not asking. Well, I'm talking about booty, and you're talking about history.
Well, I mean, because it's all relative. Like, sex
I'm
is something
kidding,
that
girl.
Is sold.
Yeah.
No, but sex is something that is sold since the dawn of time, and it's something that's going to continue to sell, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Oldest profession in history.
Right.
Yeah.
But at this point, it's getting hard to navigate what women are. Your prostitutes and your hoes and the ones who only want these attention versus your women who, you know, would have been separated back then, you know, per social class. And it's not saying that I'm any better, but you're not going to handle me like you handle them women. I'm sorry. It's just not how this is going to work.
No, and you know, I feel you. I mean, I get that. But, you know, and you're taking it into a very real place and a place that actually would be a very interesting discussion topic. But my original purpose for bringing up booty was I wanted to ask – the OG Thug Oracle Peaches herself. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm going to list off some names. Or I'm going to list probably about 4 or 5 names. I'm going to need you to rank them best booty. All right? You
okay.
ready for this? All right, here are your names. Here are your choices. Are you ready? We got J-Lo, Iggy Azalea, Nicki Minaj, Kim Kardashian, and Beyonce. Rank them now.
Okay.
Let's hear it. And I want to know why you put them in the position you put them in.
Mm-hmm. J-Lo will be first.
Numero uno.
Yeah, J-Lo will be first because that's the first person that I can actually think of who had a big ass and it was a natural ass. And like J-Lo, when she used to do movies, they used to go back and try to like slim her ass down. Like for real, they did.
That's crazy. That's crazy booty. Okay, so J-Lo definitely number one.
Kim is going to be 4.
Okay, so we're going from 1 to 4. Okay, so Kim Kardashian's number 4. Why is Kim second to last?
You know what? I'm not a fan of Kim naked.
That's funny. I think a lot of people think the same way. I saw her GQ magazine.
Yeah,
spread.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan. I was like,
ooh,
naked Kim.
Well, I'm not going to say I didn't like it. It was a nice – it was set up nicely. But I prefer Kim and clothes.
I do prefer a clothed Kardashian.
Like, I just think that her, it does clothes. She has the body to dress. Like, her body isn't all of that to me. I don't even like her in swimsuits. I like her clothes.
I like her in swimsuits, girl. You're tripping. Tripping.
I mean, I'm sure you do, but I appreciate her shape far much more clothed.
Okay.
Iggy is 5 just because I think her recent surgeries are stupid, and she was prettier before.
Wait, she's gotten surgery? Iggy's gotten mm-hmm. surgery? Booty surgery?
Mm-hmm. She's had a couple of things touched on her body. It's not my business.
She got booty surgery? Is that what you're telling me?
It looks like it. Her, she wasn't that hippie.
She didn't seem that hippie. She's very hippie.
She wasn't. I'm not mad at it. Yeah.
I'm not mad at it. But if it's surgery, I don't like that.
Nicki Minaj. Who was the other two?
Okay. So far you have Jennifer Lopez at number one. We don't have two or three. We have Kim Kardashian at four, Iggy at five. Left, you have Nicki Minaj and Beyonce.
And this is about booty?
Booty.
Nicki Minaj would be two.
Nicki Minaj two, yet you have a problem with Iggy's surgeries.
Well, this is the reason.
Okay.
I think that Nicki's is much more fitting on her.
Okay.
And I think it looks better. I think that, plastic surgery is one of those things that if you feel like you need it for a confidence boost, whatever, that ain't my business, girl. Do you?
Yeah,
do
I agree.
Boo,
I agree.
Do you? But if you're going to get it done, it needs to look good. And there is no denying Nicki's shape. Like, I'm
sorry. She's very shapely.
Yeah, and the work that she had done is phenomenal. Like, it's proportionate. It looks good. You know what I'm saying? Her body's nice. So I don't like the way that Iggy looks. Iggy does nothing for me.
Oh, Okay, so that puts Beyonce number three.
She's at three because she's not extremely bodacious, but I do like her shape. It's petite and it's cute.
But Bootylicious was made to describe this woman.
I mean, yeah, but as far as for instance, I think Kim has had too much work done, especially in her face.
Agreed.
Like, her lips look like she can't move her mouth.
Yeah, she definitely touched her face, which sucks because she was so hot before. She's still hot, but I'm just saying she was hotter.
I mean, she's pretty. She just is going to, I feel like when she gets older, her face going to be stuck.
Maybe.
I like him, but I really do prefer her clothes. That's the only reason that she's not higher.
Well, see, okay, look. So you go J-Lo, Nicki, Beyonce, Kim Kardashian, Iggy Azalea. But for me, this is how I go. You ready for this? I go Jennifer Lopez, Beyonce, Kim Kardashian, Iggy Azalea, Nicki Minaj. Boom. That's how I go. That's my list. I want everyone to tweet us y'all's list of the top five booties out of those names. I want to know what everyone else thinks because that's what I think.
I really feel like if you were standing, I don't feel like you would feel that way about Iggy, if you actually spend time around her. I feel like she'd go further down your list.
I don't know. I can't say that. I just think Iggy's ass is a nice looking ass. I saw her on the Ellen show yesterday, which Kim Kardashian was also on. And I was like, I don't know. I like this booty that I'm looking at. I was a fan of the booty. That's all I'm saying, Peaches. But anyway, Peaches.
What?
It's been nice catching up with you. I think we need to do this more. Let me ask you, are you willing to come back next week and talk more with me?
No, depends on the day.
Depends on the
day. I'll be busy.
You'd be too busy for Brad? You'd be too busy for Brad?
Shut up, Brad.
You white peach.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to hit you on Twitter with that white peach, and don't you dare get Twitter tight. But anyway, shout out to you, Peaches. You can follow her at Tata La Peaches with a Z. She's over there watching Cops or something on Netflix. So I'm going to let her alone.
Friends just came on.
Okay.
And then what time is it? It's 12:30. I think Friends is on. Either Family Guy or Seinfeld is going to come on. And whichever one doesn't, the next one's going to come on after that.
Well, good. I'm glad you have your TBS schedule down. And I'm
watching the CW 33 network in case they want to give me some money.
Oh, CW 33. Okay. I feel you. So anyway, Peaches will be back next week depending on her schedule. But it's been a great time.
No, I will. Just let me know.
I'll let you know, girl. I'll let you know. We'll talk more. We'll be talking more, girl. But thank you for joining me today. It's nice to hear you back on the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand.
Shut up.
Hopefully it won't be the last time. You shut up, girl. You don't talk. This is my shit, all right? Since you left, I took over, all right? This is mine. M-I-N-E.
Oh.
All right? White Peach, don't get Twitter tight, all right? So with that being said, y'all tune in next week.
Twitter these nuts.
Y'all tune in next week to the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. I was hoping Peach was going to do it.
I was like, I really hope he don't expect me to come in because I never do that part.
You don't. All right, girl. We'll talk to you soon. Y'all tune in next week. Peace.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe on iTunes and add us to your playlist on Stitcher Radio. Come tune in next week.
The Brad Gilmore Show expresses views and opinions that apply to Brad Gilmore and his guest alone. They do not reflect the views and opinions of Reality Wrestling 2011 or any other entity.